Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One of the things corners always say is that some guys that make every route look the same, you know, those guys are hard to play against. He has a feel for just how to run routes. He knows how to change speeds when it's appropriate. He understands the leverage of defensive backs to create separation. And I think, put aside the 4-2-9, he does have a vertical dimension that I think can transition to the next level.
That's Greg Cosell on with One Bills Live, specifically on Matthew Golden, who's a receiver we've spent a little time with, Texas wide receiver. Bills have actually had visits with a lot of Texas players. Jaden Blue, a running back earlier in the week, was here on a visit. I've seen him projected anywhere from like round 3 to 4. They've had Isaiah Bond in on a visit, and now he's got the legal thing, and there's
the Bills
some talk
probably
about Golden.
Crossed him off the big board.
A lot of Texas guys, it seems, for the Bills.
Zach's happy about that.
Yes, he is. 803-0550 is the phone number. Let's go to the Western Hotline and bring in Eric Edholm, NFL.com, one of our favorites on the draft as we are 1 week away. Eric, it's Joe and Derek in Buffalo. Thanks for taking some time out this morning.
Yeah, good morning. Happy, I don't know what we call it, the 1 week out. Yeah. Celebration of the draft.
Happy 1 week out. Yeah.
Yeah. So now the rumors pick up and whatnot. Before we get to anything Bills related, I wanted to start with the quarterbacks with you, because am I right in thinking that it's going to be Ward at number one, and then is it pretty much completely up in the air after that for not just who will go in the first round, but when they'll go in the first round and the teams? I mean, I know New Orleans is now thought of as like a strong possibility, and that's in the top 10. But, like, Sanders and Dart, how early are these guys, in your opinion, going to go?
Yeah, no, that's the big mystery. Heading into Green Bay, I would say, is sort of figuring out who quarterbacks 2 through 4. I think we know who they are, but what order are they coming off? And when does that first domino happen, or that second domino, however you want to look at it? But, yeah, I think New Orleans is probably your first – you know, your ears perk up at that pick when we get to that spot. What do the Saints do? You know, new head coach, offensive-minded guy, Kellen Moore, Derek Carr's injury, that could start the ball rolling. You know, and I'll tell you what, there's been a lot more Jackson Dart buzz for New Orleans than there has Shedeur Sanders. So, you know, it wouldn't be shocking to see him be quarterback 4. And I think if you – you know, again, it depends who you talk to. It depends on the team need, the fit. Pittsburgh's waiting for Aaron Rodgers. You know, we don't know what the situation is there. How aggressive do Cleveland and the Giants get? They're going to pass on the quarterbacks at 2 and 3. I'm convinced of it. But what do they do with their second-round picks, and how willing are they to move up? Jalen Milroe is kind of the hot name right now, too. I mean, there are 3 or 4 teams that are very intrigued by him, and, you know, even after a disappointing season. So, you know, he's in Green Bay. I don't know that he's going to necessarily go before Buffalo's pick or not, but that would be a great situation for a team like the Bills if two or three quarterbacks ended up going off before their selection. I'm sure all those teams at the end of the first round feel the same way.
Yeah, we've talked about that. Trading down maybe early second round from 30 if a team wants a quarterback.
Yeah.
For you, if Sanders were to fall to being the fourth guy, why do you think that would happen? Do you think it would be more about the little holes in his game and him overall as a prospect? I was reading you your top 100 the other day, and I think you had him in the 30s somewhere.
Yeah.
So like how much of it is prospect versus, you know, all the rest of it, personality, the name, and everything else?
Yeah, I mean, part of me would love to find out, like, if his name was Johnson, what would we think of him as a quarterback? You know, I suspect the fact is that it was mainly driven by January and December mock drafts that had him going second or third very frequently, and then all of a sudden he's falling. Well, I don't know that NFL teams have necessarily viewed it that way. I don't think a lot of them had high first-round grades on him at any point because he's kind of physically limited. It's crazy to think. I mean, if we're comparing apples to apples, you know, Shedeur Sanders falls in the bottom third, physically speaking, of starting quarterbacks or even, you know, provisional quarterbacks, whatever you want to call it, the top 50 QBs in the league. You know, from an arm standpoint, a body standpoint, from an athleticism standpoint, he'd be in that bottom third, I think. And that's not to say that his toughness and his accuracy and his creativity can't shine, but, you know, it's going to sort of be the perfect spot for him, I think, a little bit. And maybe that lasts till round two, and maybe he's just got to wait a little bit. I don't know. He could be QB2. This is the fun storyline, I think, heading into the draft.
Eric at home with us on the Western Hotline. One more before we get to some Bill stuff. Just on Travis Hunter at the top of the draft, and how historic, are we giving enough credit to how unique of a prospect he is and how great he is going into this draft? Or maybe you think we are paying enough attention to it, because everything I read or listen to about him is just, like the other day I heard a Jefferson comparison, how he just, like, he floats off the turf when he's running routes at receiver. So there, of course, is the debate about what he should play, but does it just feel like this is like an all-time great prospect heading into the draft?
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of argued that in some ways he's kind of bust-proof in that, you know, if he's not good at one, he can certainly do the other, and I know that's a little bit of a simplistic way of looking at it, but, you know, we just haven't had anybody with this type of skill set. On the flip side, we're talking about a 183-pound guy who we're all of a sudden saying is going to play 2,000 snaps next year. To me, that's a little far-fetched, and I understand he's digging his heels in and saying he wants to do both, and it's, you know, both ways are bust and all that, and I think it's great. I'd love to see it happen. I love innovators. I love guys who are trailblazers, if you will. You know, people have done things, do things that have never been done before. So I'm rooting for him. I just don't know how realistic it is to a full extent, but I'm sure whatever team drafts him, likely the Browns at number two, are going to try to get the ball in his hands on offense and will have a big utility for him on defense where they've been, you know, hit by some cornerback injuries. So yeah, I hope people recognize how unusual this is. I do think there will be it'll be fun to see what the talk is after he's picked and once he kind of settles in and once we get closer to training camp. But for right now, yeah, I think everybody should be appreciating just how unusual this case is.
Eric at home with us on the Western Hotline, NFL.com.
So, Eric, when it comes to the Bills as we transition to this, I do think it's a little bit of a fortunate scenario with the Bills this year of their biggest needs also seem to link up with where the draft seems to be at its deepest. Defensive tackle is one of the biggest needs that the Bills have this year. And I do think that corner is a very nice draft class here for the Buffalo Bills as well. It looks like a strong draft class, including at depth, at positions that the Bills just so happen to need the most.
Yeah, I think that's fairly true. Again, it depends on what you think about the wide receiver class. I would argue that's still a position they could stand to upgrade. For me, it's not a great wide receiver class. I think there's a little bit of depth, and I think there's some good players who will end up being, you know, solid pros or to very good even. But corner, it's maybe an average group when you stack it from A to Z. But the good news is that I think there's a good chance that some corners are going to last into the 20s, guys that have, you know, sometimes been mocked a little bit higher than that. I don't know what Will Johnson's fate is, but I haven't been able to sort of peg down where he's going to go. You know, and the same for Jahdae Barron and a couple of these guys too, where, you know, we could come to the latter third, the last 10 picks of round one, and, you know, maybe only one is off the board at that point. So I think it lines up kind of with where they're picking. Certainly defensive line has to be the strongest group in this class. And obviously if you include the edge rushers in that discussion, it even bolsters it further. But yeah, I mean, interior D line's really, really strong, especially that kind of one technique type. If they're looking for a long-term replacement for a guy like Daquan Jones, you're going to have your pick of the litter, I think, in not just at 30, but also later on in the draft. So how they play that first-round pick, whether it's standing pat, moving up, moving back, I think, and who they take, obviously, will tell us a lot about what they think of the D-tackle class. It's not to say if they take one in round one, it's that they're, you know, that they're worried about the depth or anything. They could certainly double up as well.
Eric, let's have some fun with this now. I've been of the mindset that they absolutely need that one tech. You mentioned, you know, helping upgrade from Daquan Jones. Kenneth Grant seems to be like the area's favorite prospect in that sort of realm, but I like a lot of players in round two. I know Darius Alexander is probably going to be like a late one, early two kind of prospect here, but I'm looking at guys like Tylik Williams out of Ohio State, Alfred Collins out of Texas, Deion Walker out of Kentucky. Very favorable options and plenty of options in the second round when the Bills do have two picks late in that second round.
Yeah, and I would even argue some of those guys could last longer than that just because of the sheer depth of the class. And the funny thing, too, is that I've gotten a wide range of opinions on some of these guys who are in that, let's say, second to fourth round range, if you will, the day two and borderline day two guys. And some of it comes down to pass rush value. Obviously, when you have a 330 pounder, you're not expecting him to rack up 10 sacks, right? That's not realistic. There aren't too many of those guys out there, but there are a few of the bigger guys who have a little bit more, a little shimmy, a little wiggle, a little bit more ability to get in the backfield and such. But yeah, I mean, Collins is a really good player. I wish he showed a little bit more third down ability. Alexander, his age is going to be an issue for some teams, you know, and he was a little bit of a late bloomer at age 24. I really like Shamar Turner. I think he's been slept on a little bit. I know he's more of a, you know, sort of a penetrating three tech type, but Tylik Williams, I think, had he not gotten hurt at the pro day, you know, that he would have gotten a little bit more shine because his first 10-yard split was really good. He was in the midst of running the 40 when he got hurt, which is too bad for him. But he'll be fine long-term, and I think he really is in that, you know, sort of late 20s to early 40s overall. And I think that's sort of right in the Bills' range that would make sense at that selection. But I'm with you, too, that I don't think they feel pressured to make that pick at that spot. They can – if there's somebody they love, you know, whether it's Grant or whoever, fine, pull the trigger. But you also know that you can come back and probably get someone of, you know, commensurate value.
You know, you mentioned receiver, seeing it as a need for the Bills, and I'm of like mind. Like, for me, though, it's a very specific type of receiver, and sure, they have a lot of vacated snaps on the perimeter. So as you mentioned, like, there doesn't appear to be a lot of matches made in heaven for them, and especially in the first 2 days. The one guy I wanted to ask you about, though, is Luther Burden for this, because he did play a ton in the slot, which is the thing the Bills already have a lot of. But are you feeling at all that he is capable of more in the NFL than what we saw from him in college?
Yeah, it was a lot of manufactured touches at Missouri, you know, and a lot of touches within 3 yards of the line of scrimmage and things like that. And one reason is because he was so good at breaking tackles. Like, you know, if you have somebody who with that Deebo Samuel-like build, 6 foot, 205, you know, good speed and acceleration, great burst, you know, being able to kind of run through tackle attempts, and he did it so often. Why wouldn't you do it? I think Mizzou fans wanted a little bit more of the deep shots, play them more outside. We just didn't see a lot of that. I didn't see a ton of separation, you know, kind of downfield. That was the one thing. I don't know that his speed totally translated in that regard, but he's got some punt return ability. He's got some real juice, and if you look back at his 2023 tape when he was far more explosive, and I think that was a function of the offense as a whole and the quarterback position and all that, you do see a player that there was a reason why he was mocked in the top 10 or 12 picks in, you know, during the season and even into October, if you will. So Yeah, his usage this year was a little funny, and it's, I think it's helped kind of water down his value a little bit. But, you know, I think early second round makes a lot of sense for him. I've heard a couple teams in that range kind of eyeballing him. So I don't know if he's a fit for the Bills in terms of where he's going to go off the draft, but again, you never know, and especially if they move down.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because the way you describe him, it's kind of what the Bills did on offense last year. It's just they already kind of have, and they could have more of what they already have. Yeah. I mean, Curtis Samuel couldn't stay healthy, and right. Shakir was all of it. So Burden does kind of fit that. It's just, I don't know. We're in this constant battle trying to figure out what they actually want from wide receiver. Do they want a guy that could turn into a future number one Diggs replacement, or do they want more of what they already have?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see somebody who can take the top off of defense, right? And that's not to say – I think that would help free up Shakir for a little bit more work underneath and all that. And so, obviously, Keon Coleman has the potential to be a big play guy, but not a speed merchant. That's not somebody you would say, all right, go blow by this guy in off coverage. That doesn't really – you know, I don't think that's his role. So, somebody who kind of complements the sort of the big go-up-and-get-it target – and the quick shifty slot guy. So, and there's some good deep threats here. I mean, Jalen Noel, I've seen him get downfield, Iowa State receiver, Kyle Williams. These are both guys who could go off second, third round. Not the biggest guys, but they have that extra gear to kind of to pull away from people. And some of that is also going to help Josh and James Cook and, you know, that hidden value of a deep threat, what it does to a defense when you play them.
Eric at home with us. Last thing for you, Eric. Is there anything that you think is worth trading up for if you're the Bills going up? I don't think they would go like a monster trade up. Maybe something that's like they often do. They'll go up a couple of picks. They did it for right. Dalton Kincaid, Kyrie Elam, obviously Allen and Tremaine Edmonds years ago. Is there anything you see for them where there's a player that makes sense, but he probably doesn't fall, so they'd have to go up and get him?
Yeah, that's a good question. Obviously, you kind of have to look at the you know, sort of the playoff teams picking right ahead of them. And you know, let's not only get this guy, but keep him out of their hands. I'm sure there's some element of that. But It depends what they feel about the corners. I would say that might be a spot. And obviously, D-line, I would not rule out. But, you know, if one of those top cornerbacks were to slide down a little bit, I wouldn't be shocked. Again, I don't know that Will Johnson gets that far, but he might get close. Jahdae Barron, you know, there's a question about whether he's a perfect fit for the Bills or not. You know, the arm length and then maybe more of a nickel guy, that sort of thing. I could see him needing it, but... If you assume Hunter's number one and Will Johnson's number two or Barron's number two, you know, it might have to be one of those two guys that gets within range. And the thing about Johnson is he didn't run a 40 as pro day. He had the injury concerns. He didn't play a full season. Kind of like we were talking about with Burton, where, you know, the last body of work we had with him wasn't his best football. And this was somebody who was routinely mocked in the top, you know, 5 or 10 in the early going for a good reason. He's a talented guy.
Eric Edholm with us. Corner. Yeah, it's corner of the position we've definitely talked about the most for this. At Eric_Edholm. Check out all stuff NFL.com in the next week as we lead up to the draft. Thanks, Eric. Always appreciate you taking time out for us and enjoy the draft.
Well, thank you very much. We'll do.
Thanks, Eric. The idea of the Bills going up for a corner. You think?
It's got to be for Johnson or Barron.
I think more. How it to be Johnson.
Yeah.
I don't think Barron, he mentioned like the questions about the fit. Mm-hmm. I think Johnson is the one.
Yeah. It would he'd have to fall. Him. And it would have to be a precipitous fall. Like the Bills, they do have a lot of picks, but I also think that they value those 2 seconds considering the draft class.
What if it cost a first?
No.
How mad would people be if they traded up to like the 11th pick to get a corner?
I wouldn't be mad, I'd be shocked. The Bills do make aggressive moves, but not that aggressive.
That's the thing, right? It would be the first time. I mean, actually, really, they have never traded their first round pick to move up. They didn't even do – it's amazing that they didn't, but they didn't even do that for Allen. They gave up a second to move up to get Allen, and before that, Cordy Glenn.
Yeah, they would rather trade players in order to get that sort of thing. The only time that they've traded their first round pick was to acquire Stephon Diggs.
Right. So they would have to – Maybe they wouldn't even. There isn't a guy. Maybe there is no way they could love a guy so much.
I think it's
unless
also,
like Travis Hunter falls to 10.
The draft is deep enough with the needs that they have that they don't need to get that aggressive in the first round. Second round, I'm seeing the idea of you're rocketing up from one of those two picks to go get a guy, and it's like a Benjamin Morrison from Notre Dame or Siobhan Revelle is falling for some reason, and you have an opportunity to take one of those corners.
Yeah.
In the middle second round, and you need to move up probably like 8 to 10 spots to go get it, and it's going to only cost you like one of your fifths and sixths. Throw it in there.
Exciting. 1 week away.
1 week away.
Is there a wild – the other thing is like there's always a wild card team that takes a quarterback, right? Every year.
The Rams scream it.
They're getting a lot of Jackson Dart buzz right now, and I don't love Jackson Dart as a prospect. I think the fit, though, is perfect for him.
The fit makes sense.
If you're Jackson Dart, that's the place I want to go. The crazy stat that we had earlier this week about Dart, that I think the number was 14%. 14% of his pass attempts were dropback passes. Like a normal dropback pass. 14%. Everything else were RPOs and screens. Like he was running an offense where he's kind of being told what to do beforehand. And doesn't that kind of sound like something that Sean McVay could really get the most out of?
I mean, you'd
have to develop him more than that.
I would call shenanigans, though.
What? That he can be an NFL quarterback?
No, that he is the Rams' target.
Okay.
Like, this is smoke screen. Oh, yeah. 1,000%.
I mean, there's Ben Stafford buzz. I mean, he's back on a new contract, right?
I think they're trying to bait some of these, other teams to trade up back into the first round.
Yeah.
And
I think I could see it for the Rams. Yeah. Stafford's old enough.
I could see it, but I also call shenanigans.
Yeah.
I think that is.
Last year, this was the Falcons, by the way.
Yeah. The Falcons. We didn't expect it. Out of nowhere. Because that's the thing. Like, we're hearing noise about the Rams.
All right. How stunned would you be? So you're saying with the Rams, you'd be surprised, but maybe not stunned?
I wouldn't be stunned. Okay. I'm just thinking it's shenanigans.
The normal teams like Pittsburgh and these others, we wouldn't be surprised. Vegas at 6?
Vegas at 6, I'd be shocked considering where they are. I would say that's absolutely a surprise.
What about the Jets at 7?
Here's
There's
your
no buzz about them right now because they signed Fields, but it's only Justin Fields.
I got one better for you.
Who?
12. Dallas.
Dallas.
Sanders.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
There's your wild card.
Yeah. I do have a Dak Prescott MVP bet, though, so I might not love it for that.
He might be mad after the selection.
Yeah,
Clay there was mad, a, get an MVP.
What was there, a Cleveland Dak rumor a couple weeks ago? There's always been Dak rumors.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Cowboys.
That's a Dak gets mad and plays out of his mind, wins you your MVP bet.
Indy.
That's a good one.
They just did it, though.
They just signed Daniel Jones, too, and it's like, it's a collection of mid.
Atlanta, no. Arizona would be floored, right?
Right.
Seattle wouldn't be stunning.
Seattle wouldn't be stunning, but it would be a little shocking.
Tampa would be stunning.
Everyone after 19. Outside of LA. Everyone after 19
yeah,
is
you're
a
right.
surprise.
Until you get to the Rams.
Yeah. The Rams are the only one picking after 19 that you're like, okay, I can see it.
Yep.
And I still call shenanigans. They're probably gassing a team up to trade, and they're a trade down candidate.
I'm going to troll Lou with this. The Eagles. The Eagles doing it would be funny.
It would be.
They did pick Jalen Hurts right after they signed Carson Wentz like got, 5 years ago.
You got to consider like the
that
Rams.
Was second round. That was second round though.
The Rams at 26, like that's also a really good way to like formulate trade down yeah. ideals because you're gassing them up, kind of like how the Bills gassed up Tavon Austin all those yeah. years ago to yeah. the Rams, oddly enough. But it just screams that to me of they want to get down and get more picks
mm-hmm.
and. They're going to try to like bait one of these teams like the Browns or the Giants to jump, and then they'll fall to 33 or 34, get plenty of selections, and really build the youth of a team on the fly.
You know who also would be funny to draft a quarterback would be Miami.
Yes, that would be
the Dolphins
that would
doing
be
it.
Shocking.
I mean, their backup quarterback has to play games every year.
Yeah.
803-0550 is the phone number on the NFL draft if you got a thought. I want to reset our Sabre conversation from the 6 o'clock hour when we come back. We're heading into the finale tonight against Philly. 15,000 fans. The first 15,000 get an Alex Tuck bobblehead, so be sure to get in early if you're going to the game tonight against Philly. Fan appreciation night. A little bit later on today, we'll talk more draft with Chopin the Bulldog. I'll be on at 6 for their annual pre-draft special. Sal will be involved, Jeremy, Nate as well. So be sure to tune in. It's presented by your local Upstate Honda dealers. Be sure to check out their all-new fleet of Hondas, including the all-new Honda Pilot. Again, Upstate Honda dealers sponsoring today's show. 4 o'clock Sal, Jeremy 4:30, Nate at 5, and then I'll be along at 6. Get to that Sabre conversation when we come back. What if they made it next year? How do you think it would happen? Let's play the optimistic game here. They make it next year. Why? Let me know what you think here in WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.